June 13, 2026. Today's reading from Encounter with God, Regret and Favor. Opening prayer. As I come to read your word today, Father, I ask that you meet with me. I count on you to teach me. Read Genesis chapter 6. Wickedness in the world. When human beings began to increase in number on the earth, and daughters were born to them, the sons of God saw that the daughters of humans were beautiful, and they married any of them they chose. Then the Lord said, "My spirit will not contend with humans forever, for they are mortal. Their days will be 120 years." The Nephilim were on the earth in those days, and also afterward, when the sons of God went to the daughters of humans and had children by them. They were the heroes of old, men of renown. The Lord saw how great the wickedness of the human race had become on the earth, and that every inclination of the thoughts of the human heart was only evil all the time. The Lord regretted that he had made human beings on the earth, and his heart was deeply troubled. So the Lord said, "I will wipe from the face of the earth the human race I have created, and with them the animals, the birds, and the creatures that move along the ground, for I regret that I have made them." But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. Noah and the Flood. This is the account of Noah and his family. Noah was a righteous man, blameless among the people of his time, and he walked faithfully with God. Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Now the earth was corrupt in God's sight and was full of violence. God saw how corrupt the earth had become, for all the people on earth had corrupted their ways. So God said to Noah, "I am going to put an end to all people, for the earth is filled with violence because of them. I am surely going to destroy both them and the earth. So make yourself an ark of cypress wood. Make rooms in it and coat it with pitch inside and out. This is how you are to build it. The ark is to be 300 cubits long, 50 cubits wide, and 30 cubits high. Make a roof for it, leaving below the roof an opening 1 cubit high all around. Put a door in the side of the ark and make lower, middle, and upper decks. I am going to bring flood waters on the earth to destroy all life under the heavens, every creature that has the breath of life in it. Everything on earth will perish, but I will establish my covenant with you, and you will enter the ark, you and your sons, and your wife and your sons' wives with you. You are to bring into the ark two of all living creatures, male and female, to keep them alive with you. Two of every kind of bird, of every kind of animal, and of every kind of creature that moves along the ground will come to you to be kept alive. You are to take every kind of food that is to be eaten and store it away as food for you and for them." Noah did everything just as God commanded him. Reflect. Consider times when you felt helpless, but God enabled you to do his will. The consequences of humankind's rebellion continue to emerge. I wonder if there is a more emphatic statement regarding humanity's fallen nature than the one we find in verse 5. We are confronted today with the puzzling reference to the regret of God over his creation. We mustn't take this to mean that God had somehow hoped for a better outcome regarding his plan, but rather that he is not unmoved in the face of human rebellion. There are echoes here of the times when Jesus was moved to tears by the things he observed. We can rejoice, though, that when sin seemed to reign, grace could still be found. I suspect you are very familiar with what Noah was assigned by God to do. I am encouraged by how God commissioned Noah for the task of preserving humanity. God told him to make something, but not without telling him how to do it. I am thankful in my own life and ministry that, when I've known the call of God to a specific task, He equipped me with the guidance and necessary tools to fulfill it. Had I been Noah, I could only begin to imagine the feedback I'd have given God regarding the rationality of the set task. Yet, we get this wonderful affirmation of the trust that Noah had in God. As we read, Noah did everything just as God commanded him. This is a challenge for us all today. Sometimes we may question what God is calling us to, but we can pray for the faith exemplified by Noah, in the sure knowledge that when God calls, He equips. Apply. Take a moment to consider the call of God on your own life. Closing prayer. Lord God, I ask for courage to fulfill the tasks you have assigned for me to do, knowing that you will never call me to anything you will not help me accomplish.